his plan is to be in Chutzlaret.
That's for the coming years.
The upcoming future, let's call it that.
Years.
Yeah, you're talking about years down the line.
And the future is strong.
I would ask a different question. Yeah. What happens when he visits you during Yantar?
That's what I...
That becomes more common.
Well, that seems to be the plan as well, that he would come back for at least the first set of Yom Tovim, and then it could be even Pesach. In other words, we're even looking at being
so
here.
So if you were asking me about Ben Chutzot's coming here,
I would have said
one thing, but if you're talking about someone whose parents are here and he's coming back to his home in a sense...
So where do you...
Question is, does he... he has like a shifting status. You hear what Aaron's saying? His son is going to be studying in Chutzlitz for the next 3 years. Doesn't have any definite plans to come back to Israel. He'll be here for Yom Tovim. So what does he hold as far as Yontif is concerned?
He's been here for the last 6 years.
So first I said to him, Aaron, if he's going there without any plans to come back, he'll be there for a minimum of 3 years, and who knows beyond. Maybe he'll meet a young lady. Then for sure he's a Ben Chutzlitz to hold over. But the tricky part of this is that he comes back here for Yom Tovim to be with his parents in his home. Can he shift back and forth? You know, can he observe 2 days of Sukkot because he's Ben Chutzlitz, and then when he gets to Pesach, he's here and he should observe 1 day as a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and he's got a shifting identity.
It makes sense to me that he keeps 1 day
everywhere,
because nobody knows what's going to happen. I don't know.
No, that's true. Also, I mean, he's trying it out. He hasn't done it yet. And he's coming back for...
No, he's not coming for all the Chagim, is he?
He's planning to come back for Chagim.
Oh, all Chagim. That's really complicated.
That's my logic, but who am I?
Yeah, my gut reaction would be that he's Ben Chutzlitz who's coming here as a visitor for the three regalim. And therefore, he has to observe 2 days over there. And the big nafkamin is that he doesn't wear tefillin. That's really where all chaps and nafkamin. Because as far as
when he comes back, you're saying a day and a half.
Like, oh, so when he comes back, now it's a little bit more complicated because he's a Ben Chutzlitz whose family is here, and he's coming back for all three of them tovim. Then I would say again, libi omerli, that he would observe only 1 day without any chumras. First of all, we have so many poskim to rely on.
Go back
to the Chacham Tzvi and end the Maisa.
You know,
so normally I'm very hesitant to quote the Chacham Tzvi, but in this case, when he's coming back to his family and he's going to be here for all three regalim, and he may eventually come back here, I would think we could rely on the Chacham Tzvi. Okay. But over there, I definitely feel he should be observing 2 days Yom Tov.
But if he's going to be here for all of them, that's not even...
What do you say?
Who was Chacham Tzvi?
Chacham Tzvi's name was Ashkenazi, and he lived in, I think, Portugal. He was
in Amsterdam.
In Amsterdam. And you're going back 4 centuries.
And he's well known for this.
I tried to get a hold of a Chacham Tzvi, but once they got beyond $1,000, I dropped out. It's a very rare safe for the Chacham Tzvi.
Is it?
Yeah. The original.
The original.
Yeah, it's 400 years old, and it's quite rare. You know, in general, Sephardic Sforim, I'm talking about old, really old Sforim, are much more hard to come by than Ashkenazic Sforim. Whatever it is, so that's the Chacham Tzvi, and he had this revolutionary idea that if you're here in Eretz Yisrael, no matter how long you're here for, when in Eretz Yisrael, you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and if you only observe 1 day.
I think that's a Rav thing. It's also the same. Like at least I learned in the Gush. Rav Golden, I think, said the same. Once you
makes
say
sense. Yeah.
For Israel, you cannot leave.
Yeah, my Rebbe also held like the Chacham Tzvi, but he was a little hesitant, so he came up with a different idea.
The
Dana.
The Rebbe also said 1 day.
Who?
Chabad
1 day.
Is that right?
Yeah, the Alter Rebbe said, I think that's what they attribute to the Alter Rebbe, that he said that you can't have two Jews walking down the same block, meaning a street here in Eretz Yisrael. One has Kiddush Sayom and one doesn't have Kiddush Sayom. which it's more or less the same Svara in a different formulation as the Chacham Tzvi. Rabosai, let's learn Psochim, because that's why we came here. And I'll tell you where we're up to. If you take a look at the Mishnah, this is on Daf Samach Aleph, Omer Aleph.
Samach Aleph.
Samach Aleph, that's 61a. Max and I have already done a thorough job on this, so I decided as a kind of compromise to photocopy a page from the Masifta. I wasn't so optimistic, so I only made 3 copies. If somebody wants to jump over and make another copy or two, that's fine. Otherwise, we could share. And this, I think, Max, will be a new limud for you, as it is for me, because as of a few hours ago, I didn't know about this. But what I'd like you to do at the same time, Rabosa, is to turn to where we're officially up to for tonight's shiur. And that's on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. Okay? And that's going to be the top line on Samach Aleph Amid Beis, which is the machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rabba. So let's go through this introduction and see what we can get out of it. Okay? In the paragraph that starts Mishnah, he mentions the fact that Korban Pesach is unique in the constellation of Zvachim. And that's for a very fundamental reason. The purpose of all Korbanos is what? In one word, with the exception of Korban Pesach. What's the key word in Kodshim? It's like that. If I had to substitute Kodshim for another word, what would be my...
Korban?
No, Hakrov is the action, but I'm talking about the goal, the objective, the essence.
To give Mechila.
Yeah, what's I wouldn't call it, again, it is Mechila, but the technical term for it is not Mechila. It's called what? The technical term? It's the same as Mechila, but I'll give you a hint. It starts with the Chaf.
Kapara.
When we're talking about Karbanos, the Iker purpose of the Karban is Kapara. With one exception, and that's the Korban Pesach. Because the Korban Pesach is for a different purpose entirely.
But isn't, don't we have like Shlamim, which, that's not a Kapara issue.
Shlamim is a Mechaper, also for various Averis.
No, Kapara, of Thanksgiving offer, in other words, of Korban Tod, in other words, those...
We achieve a Kapara level through the Thanksgiving. You follow what I'm saying? The Thanksgiving itself is a mechaper.
Okay.
What's the purpose of a Korban Pesach?
Hodah.
No, I'm talking in a halachic sense. What's the ultimate goal of the Korban Pesach? What do we have to do with the Pesach? We're not talking about Zrikas Adam. Zrikas Adam is there too, but that's not the main purpose. Achil. And the Torah says, V'ochlu es habosar b'layla hazeh. I would submit to you the following, that in all other karbonos, achila is very nice, and it's an enhancement to the mitzvah. But it's not the main purpose of the karbon. If luyitzuyer, I'll give you 2 examples, there will be no achila of the karbon is still kosher. Not so in the case of Korban Pesach. Achila, yes. No achila, no. The karbon is out. It's possible. Here are 2 examples where a karbon, with the exception of Korban Pesach again, cannot be eaten, and yet the carbon is kosher. Tameh and Orel. So now a person has to bring a carbon, and he's a Tameh. He can't come into the Beis HaMikdash. A person is an Orel, he can't eat the carbon, and he can't come into the Beis HaMikdash. So what does he do in this case? Anybody know what the key word is? Shiluach. What does Shiluach mean? Exactly. He sends the carbon in the hands of somebody else. He tells his friend Shimon to represent me, take this carbon and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Will he be able to eat the carbon? Absolutely not. He's Tameh, he's an Orel. No, the Shliach can't eat the carbon either. I mean, again, you might find a heter for the Shliach to eat the carbon, but the shliach's not interested in eating the carbon. He has bellyache, so he's not eating the carbon. Do you follow? I'm just using that lesaberta. Also, what I mean to say is that he's not a bailin for achila. If he eats the carbon, that's a very nice thing, but that's not the mitzvah for the carbon. When we talk about achila, we're talking about who's achila? The bala carbon. And in the case of carbon pesach, this is critical. Could a tameh or an orel send a carbon pesach to the Beis HaMikdash in the hands of a shliach?
No, because position?
Absolutely not. Why? Because he can't what?
Himself.
He can't eat the carbon. And if he can't eat the carbon, then the carbon is completely out. Why? Because the essence of a carbon Pesach and its goal is achila. Therefore, our mission is going to establish a brand new category of a machshava haposelis, of an improper machshava on the part of the Kohen. The Kohen has in mind so-and-so, and that so-and-so cannot eat the carbon. Why can't he eat the carbon? He's a Tomei, he's an RL. Not only that, he might be a Chole or a Zaken. He's physically incapable of eating the carbon Pesach. The carbon is possible. Why? Because he doesn't have, the Kohen doesn't have a machshava l'shem ochlim. And in carbon Pesach, the critical machshava is l'shem ochlim. In every other carbon, if he has machshava l'shem ochlim and no one's able to eat the carbon, it's still kosher. In any other carbon, if he doesn't have in mind l'shem ochlim, the carbon is kosher. But in Pesach, he has to have in mind l'shem ochlim, and those ochlim are capable of eating the carbon Pesach. Who else is excluded in carbon Pesach because he cannot eat the carbon Pesach?
One that's not part of the
Chabura. Excellent. Shalolim Nuyov. So let's say the Kohen has in mind not the Chabura, not the members of the group that are Menuyim, that are affixed to this particular Karbon. He has in mind a different group, or for that matter, a different individual who's not a member of the group, and he's going to be doing the eating. The Karbon is possible.
The group is what, a household?
No. Oh, yeah. Interesting. That's correct. In the Torah's language, it's called Ish Lebeso. It's called a household. But don't get confused. You and I might live in two different homes, but we can, and we're not related, but we still can join together for the purpose of being manui in one chabura. And then, you know, we'll decide where the carbon Pesach will be eaten. We'll have a massive Seder, and we'll invite everyone on the night of Pesach who's part of that Chabura to eat from the carbon Pesach. But if the Kohen has in mind what's called Shalolim Nuyav, then the carbon is possible. And now this introduction that I gave you a copy of is addressing the following question. Is it really true that this psul that invalidates the carbon because the Kohen had in mind shalolim nuyav or shaloli ochlav, a zakin or a chole or a tamei or an orel, is it really true that this is unique to carbon Pesach? I'm going to counter argue that it's not unique to carbon Pesach, that we have something absolutely parallel in all other carbonos. Does anybody know what that's called? That's called shalola bailav, otherwise known as shinui bailav. So, for example, Reuven brings a carbon, and the Kohen has in mind that the kapara should be on behalf of Shimon. The carbon is possible. So, therefore, is our premise correct? We've been making this whole dramatic, profound, you know, introduction, you know, with fanfare and a lot of drum rolls here, that carbon Pesach is unique because Shaloli Ochlov. Well, maybe it's not so unique. Maybe it's just a mirror image of the universal halacha of a machshava posels in all karbonos of shalola bailav. And that's what this introduction is about. Max, what do you say? How about I need some of your interaction here, you know what I mean?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Okay, so he gives four answers to this question. And this was all brand new to me. Okay, so we'll look over here and we'll see the following. Do you see where it says os beis? No, in other words, I'm on the right column. There's Os Alf on the bottom of the page, on the second half of the page, and then there's Os Beis.
Yes.
Max, you mind reading this? Would you object?
Hamenuim al Pesach hem habealim shel haKorban. So the owners are the menuim. Vilmnam et kol.
How would you translate the word vilmnam?
Vilmnam, but.
However. Okay.
Et kol hazvachim tzarich lehakriv leshem habealim. All the zvachim, not just korban pesach, any zvach, any korban has to be done for the baalim.
Okay, now you can skip the brackets. Ella.
Ella shekatvu tosvot shedin machshevet shelol minuyav hamevuar besugiatenu eino oto din shel shinui baalim shenoheg b'chol hakodshim.
Stop.
Here, Tosfos says it's different.
that you should not identify shalol limnuyav or shalol liochlov or l'shem tameh l'shem orel in Korban Pesach with shinu bailim, with shalol bailim. What's the difference? It sounds really identical.
Shinu bailim eino noheg ela bizrika. So shinu bailim is when you do zrika. Kegon sheshochet o mekabel umolich al menat lizrok b'shem acherim. Or shezorek l'shem acherim, aval ha'ose et hashchita atzma o kabbalah v'holachal l'shem acherim kasher. So, for example, you do the shechita and the kabbalah and the molich and brings it down in order to do the zrika for somebody else. Or
who's not the bailim? So let's say instead of Reuven, he has in mind Shimon.
Or he does the zrika for the shem acherim, but he does the shechita itself or the kabbalah and halacha the shem acherim kasher. But if he does the shechita for somebody else and the zrika for somebody else, it's kasher.
Wait a second. Where did you see zrika for someone else? Just one second. He says the following. Ein din shel shinu bailim noeg, meaning the psul of shinu bailim, ela bizrika. You go on, etc., etc. Aval, if he does the shechita or the kabbalah, loch l'shem acherim, then it's kosher. So there are four avodos. In three out of four, l'shem acherim is kosher. In one out of the four, namely zrika, that's where it's possible.
Why she din shinui ha-be'alim lomdin me'apasuk l'chaper alav. The pasuk says it's alav. What's alav? The kavara ina tluya ela bezrika. So alav is on the be'alim, and the only the whole purpose of the korban is the kapara, like we started with the introduction, and that is only achieved by the zrika.
So if I flash on the top of the computer screen shinui bailim, what do you flash back?
Zrika.
L'chaper olav, and all of the kapara in Yiddish we say licked in them zrika. It's inherent in the zrika.
And other things are only machshirim. That's not a problem if they're done by someone else.
For someone else, I wouldn't call them machshirim, but I would say they're not related to the kapara themselves. Again, they're necessary to set up the zrika because you can't just without anything just do a zrika. You need A, B, and C, shechita, kabbalah, and halacha, and then zrika. But if you ask me where's
the kapara love? Where are the talking about?
The kapara is the zrika. Now life is a little bit complicated. We're not learning Zvachim, so we don't have to get into this, but you should know, and Tosis, and he mentions it here, the name of Tosis, that if the Shechita was Al Menas Lizrok L'Shem Acherim, that also passes the Korban. But that's only because at the moment of Shechita, he's having in mind that the Zrika will be L'Shem Acherim. But the bottom line for us, in terms of the underlying principle here, is that shinui bailim in all korbanos is related specifically, exclusively to zrika. Aval, now you have to underline this word, aval.
Aval din shel lo minuyav noheg b'shechita. The lo minuyav applies also in shechita. This is why Korban Pesach is different. Shumilmad me'akatub ish lefi ochlo tachosu. Why is tachosu shechita?
So that's a sugya later on. The Gemara is going to prove that the word tachosu refers to the shechita. Mm-hmm. Tachosu is a very complicated word.
Okay. So basically, it's a zerat hakatuv. There's two different things. Where Allah is talking about zrika, and each of you chlo tachosu by Korban Pesach is talking about the shechita.
So again, so in all korbanos, the machshav of shinui bailim relates to zrika. In Korban Pesach, Machshav of Shalol Bailov relates to Shechita. That's what he has.
Mubar lahan she tachozu hakavna l'shechita.
Is it not Zrika by Korban Pesach?
Now, what's going to be if in Korban Pesach he was Zorik the Dam Shaloli Ochel?
Not right.
So that's the sugi that we want to learn tonight, which is on the top of Samach Aleph Amid Beis. We're going to present right now the Shita of Rabbah. And Rabbah says that ein machsheves ochlim bezrika, that any machshav about achila at the time of zrika is irrelevant. Zrika is not the appropriate time to talk about achila. Achila is related to what? To shechita, and shechita exclusively. Again, we're going to have to see Rav Chisda, but that's what we want to lead up to. Okay, so let's go on. Does anybody else want to read a little bit? Don't all offer at once. Just give Max a little break here.
Access to immigrant.
Okay.
Okay. By you know, this is like the, you know, the Ole who's the Israel, because there's no coin, he gets, you know, we'll give him two Olias. Or the coin where there's no Levi, we'll give him two Olias. Wait, Mavur Befarshim. That's what I want you to read. Because this will give us the introduction, sort of like the overview, the
background. So there are other Befarshim that explain the difference.
Okay.
So the difference he explained until now, was that Tosfot or is that him?
That was Tosfot. That Tosfot says, whereas Shini Bailam and all Karbanis relates to Zrika. In the case of Karban Pesach, when we talk about Shaloli Ochlov, we're talking about Shechit. But now he has four other differences, Chilukim, between Shini Bailam and Shaloli Ochlov and Shaloli Mnuya. Now I'm not sure who the Sefer Yosh is. I think it's Rabbeinu Tam. Go ahead.
Katav Shebimachshebet Shinui Bailam. Im chashav l'shem ha-be'alim v'l'shem acherim pasur. So shinui ba'alim, which is what we talk about with
all karbanos, right?
Im chashav l'shem ba'alim v'l'shem. So if you think about both the ba'alim and others, then it's pasul.
In other words, if Reuven is the Baal Korban and he adds to Reuven his Machshava Shimon, that passes the Korban. One rotten apple spoils the bunch.
We saw that two Dapim ago, or is that? I don't remember
that we saw it in other Korbanos. We saw it in Pesach, okay. But there it's going to be kosher. Yeah.
Which is what we saw. Im Chashav Menuyah Vishal Menuyah Kosher. Right. So what we saw was the flip side, which is the Korban Pesach, that it's kosher. Kamivuar Mishnah v'chen kadav asfat emet v'reod b'dvarav lehalan ta'im shinui bali pasul lo'ovgu.
So Rabosa, let me just try to formulate what I think he's saying here in the Sefer Yosh. Again, I'm not positive, but this is what I would say. In the case of all Korbanos, other than Korban Pesach, Shinui Bailiv is a machshava poselis. What I mean to say is that the thought about someone other than the Bailiv is a posel. Yeah, there's a negative kavana here which just disqualifies the Karban. In Karban Pesach, it's going to be the absence of an ochel, meaning when you strip the, when the Karban Pesach becomes bereft of any ochel, there's just no one out there who's going to eat this Karban Pesach according to the machshava sakoin, then you're not doing a machshava poselis, you're absent a positive kavana l'shem ochlim. And the difference is going to be in the case of Karban Pesach, if you have one ochel, I don't care if he has in mind a million people, but only one of them can eat the Karban Pesach, that satisfies the Karban Pesach. It's koveah, it sets up the Karban Pesach as a nechal. Masha'en came in the case of Shini Bailam and all Karbanos, there is something called a machshava poselis. It's like an existing mafria, a negative kavana, and it doesn't matter if he has in mind as well the Bailam, but he had in mind the foreign element, an alien, and that alien now passes the whole karb. That's what I think he's saying. Next.
Okay, bet. Beperush harivan.
Okay, that's one of the Baal HaTosfos.
Mevo'ar shinui ba'alim hamachshava hi al hakafara. So there's a fundamental difference. When you're changing the body, you're saying it's a different kapar. It's somebody else's kapar entirely.
Right. Let this card be mechaper for Shimon, not for Reuven.
Dehainu sheit kaper bo acherin, ava machshevet shelo lemnuyav hi al ha'achila. Dehainu sheyochlu mimenu mi she'enam minuyin alav lepichach boven shechashav ha'minuyim yochluhu.
So let's talk about the Shechita. What did he have in mind in the Shechita, in the Karban Pesach situation?
For the Bailam.
he had in mind for the ochlim, but he wanted the kapara to be for someone other than the Baal. What's the status of that karma?
That's for karma pesach. It's okay because as long as for the Baal.
He could play around with the kapara and come up with all sorts of fluky thoughts in his mind about who's going to get the kapara. That's irrelevant to karma pesach. Why? Because what's the essence of karma pesach and its objective, its purpose? Achil.
Is there any kapara with carbon pesach?
Interesting. Is this coin just fast? You know, he's in a fantasy world. He's coming up with a kapara where there is no kapara. I don't know. I would say, for the purpose of the Rivan, that question is not relevant. Meaning, it's relevant in general, but not for the Rivan. The Rivan is only trying to point out that if we read his mind, or maybe he has to declare it, and we analyze the words that came out of his mouth, is this a posel or is it not? Says the Rivan, in all karbanos, it's on the word kapar, that's the magic word. He wants the kapar to relate to someone other than the Baalim, that passes the karban. In the case of Karban Pesach, the magic word kapar is no longer a magic word. It's an irrelevant word. The magic word is what? Achila. If he wants to change the ochel and set up someone who's not an ochel, then it passes the karban.
But what does he still say?
So now he asks a different question. Okay, you have a new category of a psul called shaloli ochlov in karban pesach because you're not relating the karban to an ochel. What about, let's say he satisfies the l'shem ochlov, but what about the general psul that applies to other karbanos? Are we taking karban pesach out of that category and saving it or making it immune to the universal psul of Shinu Bailim? So let's say, for example, he says, okay, you know what, I'm shechting it so that Reuven can eat the carbon. Reuven is one of the Ochlim. He's healthy, he's not a Tome, he's not an Orel, he's a member of the Chabura, everything else is good. But then he says, you know what, let this carbon Pesach be related to Shimon, who's not a member of the group. He's not Min HaMenuyim. That halacha that he's changing the direction of the karbon, which in all other karbonos would passel the karbon, does that apply to karbon pesach? Or are we just simply substituting one for the other? So what are we doing in karbon pesach? We're adding a new category of psul? Amen. Or we're taking away the old category of psul? That's what he's touching on.
Meidach be'ofen shechashav sheitkapru bo ha-be'alim aval yochlu mimenu acherim.
Okay, let's go to number three.
Hatzlach.
Anybody know who the Tzlach is, just for historical purposes? He's much more famous for another work that he authored, the Noda Behuda. Have you heard of the Noda Behuda? If you go to Prague, by the way, you can still see the cover of the Noda Behuda. Because what the communists did was they separated the cemetery into two parts, one part to get rid of, but the Noda Behuda is on the boundary of the other part, so you can see his kever. He lived 3 centuries ago, and he was easily the greatest mind in Ashkenazic Jewry for the last 300 years. And he wrote a book on Shas called the Tzlach. Now, Tzlach stands for Tzion Lenefesh Chaya. This is one of the rare cases where a book was named for a woman. His mother's name was Chaya. And he wanted this to be a tziyun. A tziyun is like a memory, lenefesh, for the soul of Chayala. Chaya. The Marsha also authored a book with the name of his mother. Very rare. But in any event, so the Tzlach says the following. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I interjected it.
So it's only if somebody thinks about giving a kapara for somebody who is mechuyav kapara, like the kmoto, like the Baalim, or like the Kohen.
Just 1 second. Shini ba'alim enoig ela be shechoshav lechaper al misha mechuyev kapar. In other words, let's say there are two individuals, Reuven and Shimon. They both bring a korban chatos, correct? So according to this shita, which he bases on a Tosfos, the shini ba'alim would mean that instead of this carbon being mechaper for Reuven, this carbon is going to be mechaper for Shimon. Shimon likewise needs the chatos. But this chatos, this particular animal, was not separated on behalf of Shimon, so it's not Shimon's chatos. But if he has in mind for Levi, who's not at all chai of a carbon chatos, that's not called Shini Bailin, because that's like...
You can't.
Yeah, that's like a machshava which doesn't even register. You know, it's like, let's say a coin would have machshava that an animal should get kapara. You know, say the flea on my back should get kapara from this carbon. That would not be a psul. It's got to be serious. It's got to be min bimino, that's what we call. Min bimino chotzeis. Min b'sheino mino eno chotzeis. What would be in a parallel case in carbon pesach?
So the im can imikriv et a pesach l'shem katan she'ino manui. Can the katan be manui?
A katan can be manui, yes.
Eino pasal midim shini ba'ilim kevan shekatan eino bar kapara. So a katan is not. It's not. It's impossible that for the katan to be in the same category as the rest of the adult ba'ilim vis-a-vis the kapara.
Because he can never be obligated in a carbon.
So there's no shini. So therefore, like you said in the beginning, there's no shini ba'ilim because he's like Levi there that's not shaykh.
Excellent.
But vis-a-vis the
carbon pesach,
shalom minuya v'pasul, because he's not one.
Right. So interesting. So you could have an individual who is so far removed from the carbon that it's not even called the Shini Bailin if the Kohen has him in mind. But in carbon Pesach, if this guy is not a Manui, I don't care how far removed he is from a carbon Pesach, there's no Achila. So I was thinking, what happens if in all carbonos, any carbono other than carbon Pesach, the Machshavas HaKohen was on a goy? And now let's talk about Korban Pesach if the Machshavas Kohen was on a goy. In all Korbanos, would it be a posel of Shini Bailim?
No, because he's not a Bar
Kapara. He's not a Bar Kapara. If on the other hand, in Korban Pesach, you need an Achila, and he had in mind for someone who's not an Ochel, so it's no worse than Shalolim Nuyav, and if the Korban would be posel. Because again, as we said yesterday, as we said earlier today, the Machshava of Korban Pesach has to set up an Ochel. It could be it's only one ochel, and then he goes beyond that and he has in mind everybody else and the whole kitchen sink. But you have to have an ochel. If he has in mind someone that's out of the minui and for sure a guy, then if there's no ochel in his machshava, then the carbon is possible. And now we get to number dalet.
Migdash
Tovim.
Sorry, was it mind if he's only going in mind for the Pesach?
I'm saying if he didn't have in mind any manu at all whatsoever, and he had mind a guy, whereas in other karbanos that would be min v'sheino mino, he's not a miskaper, and therefore it would not be possible to Toshini by in Karban Pesach it would be a psul of Achila because he's not an ochel.
But if it's Reuven and a guy, it's fine because Reuven is an ochel.
Right.
Okay.
Now we get to the Migdash Tovim. The Migdash David was one of the most outstanding Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, and probably if you want to know which Sfarim are most popular on Kodshim, Migdash David is probably the most popular Sefer on Kodshim. Maybe the Keren Ora and the Sfasemis are second and a third; they're up there in that league. The reason I don't use a Migdash David on a regular basis is for two reasons. First of all, because I don't own one. But I think you can get it in HebrewBooks.org, I'm not sure. But I don't use the Migdash Tovim for another reason. He's not what you call a daf al daf commentary on Kodshim. He does what I call inyani Kodshim. He'll take a topic. So if you want to research one topic, you're not learning the Masechta, that's the best sefer you can get on Kodshim. But for me, because I'm learning a little Kodshim now, so this is the sefer that I love. It's called the Nefesh Tova. So after Shia, if you want, you could show and tell, you could take a look at it. Because this is a daf and daf sefer. The only problem is, he stops after the seventh perek. So then I'm in deep trouble. But I'm not up to the seventh perek, so I'm still, my head is above the water. Alright, let's go to the Migdash Tov.
Okay, so Migdash David katab shen machshevet shinui ba'alim eino poselet rak kasher choshev b'shem achirim kigon im chashav al korban shal Reuven shehiye l'shem Shimon. So the Shini Bailim, he says, is only applicable and the only posel when you think of other people, like you it's supposed to be for Reuven and Andy, but instead you think of Shimon, Aval, Im Chashav Rak, Shelo L'Shem Reuven, Lo Pasul. But if it's just a stam, like I'm setting this korban for somebody that's not Reuven.
Right, so that again, that's not a machshava posel. It's only when he has in mind Shimon, who's an Eino Bailim, then it's a machshava posel.
So that's generic,
as far as all korbanos.
A generic, not Shimon, is not posel by Shimon Bailim. Ma she'enken bishelo l'minui of ha'pasul hu b'ma she'eino shochet l'shem ha'minuyim. Because there, anything that's being shafted, not for the minuim, whether it's for people. Specific people who are minuim or just generic, not the minuim. Therefore, that's the difference between them. Vafilu shelo amar the shem acherim ela shamar shoshochet shelo the shem haminuim pasul.
So, Rabosa, I think all four of these nafkaminas really emanate from the same thing. That in the case of carbon pesach, you have to relate the carbon to an achila, and that's a positive requirement. In the absence of that requirement, the carbon will be pasul. There's no machshava poselus if he has in mind someone other than the ochlim, if he has in mind at least one ochel. Mashenkin and kachim, in general in karbonos, there it's not a psul of the absence of a machshava, but rather it's a psul because of the presence of a machshava poselus, he has in mind someone. Now that someone is not the bailin. He may share the same need for that kapora. And if he doesn't have in mind for someone who's not the Bailim, then there's no machshava poselos. So if he doesn't have in mind the Bailim, that's fine. But when does he cross the red line? As soon as he has in mind someone other than the Bailim. That becomes a machshava poselos. In Karban Pesach, as we said over and over again, he needs a machshava in a positive sense for an ochel. Okay, now...
But if you, if you think Shelo L'Shem Reuven, then what do you achieve?
If you want to analyze
anyone else, but you negate him. What have you achieved?
You want to know that on a psychological level, why is the Kohen coming up with such a strange machshava? What is he trying to accomplish? It could be he's being spiteful. He just doesn't want so and so to have part to take part in this karma. You know, he's in a court case. You know, with him. You know, he's trying to build on the roof, and this guy's the misnagid, which in some cases is pretty much the whole neighborhood. Talk to me about it. But anyway, so...
I don't know.
No, I'm talking about a few steps from where we are now. It's, if you want, I'll talk to you about it, but it makes me so angry and so upset. I don't even want to talk about it, because it's just being spiteful. But anyway, so for some reason, this Cohen wants to be spiteful, so he says, I want to exclude so-and-so. I'm the misnagid against him. And in that case, in all other karbanos, that would not pasul the karban, says the Migdash David, because where's the machshava poselus of l'shem bailam acherim? You need bailam acherim. Mashenkin karban pesach, in the absence of a machshava, for the sake of an ochel, then it's not miyud liochel. Alright, what I'd like to do now is fast forward to where we're up to actually officially, and that's the beginning of Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. So if it's okay with you, Max, I'm going to take over the reading at this point. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Okay. So let's start with the following. Shachto l'shem mulim al menashi is kaprubo arelim bezrika. Okay, now he had a machshav at the time of the shechita. This is a kind of a schizophrenic machshav. On the one hand, he had in mind the shem mulim. That's fine. These are people who can eat the korban pesach. But he also had in mind that, and this he, let's say, made a declaration that the kapara, meaning the zrikas adam, should be for the sake of arelin, of someone who's not capable of eating from the korban pesach.
Yeah, they're definitely not
minuim. Correct. Now, in the footnote, he writes, and this is related to your question, Aaron, from before. He says, "Afal gab de bepesach eino ba de pesach eino ba le kapara mikol mokom meachas sheyesh bo zrika sadam harei legabe zrika nechshav kimachaper." So in other words, it's a funny kind of terminology when he says Al-Manashi. Yeah, Al-Manashi is kafu bo arelim is a funny kind of language because with regard to Korban Pesach, they know bala kapara. But nevertheless, since there's a zrika, so zrika as a maisa avoda has within it the element of kapara. That's why he uses this language of Al-Manas, she's kafu bo arelim. Now the arelim have no possibility of eating the karban. But as far as Achil is concerned, he's already covered his base because he had in mind Le Mulim, right? Le Mulim, which means members of the Chabura. So if I would have closed, if I would have closed my eyes on the next few words of the Gemara, what would you say? Is the Karban Kosher Apostle?
It's okay.
It should be Kosher according to everything we've spoken about. Because he had in mind the Shkita L'Shem Mulim. And who cares about the Zrika? The Zrika has nothing to do with the essence of the Karban Pesach, because Karban Pesach in that sense is unique in the constellation of Karbanos. And whereas in other Karbanos, Adarava, Zrika is the apex, it's the pinnacle of the Karban, the whole purpose of the Karban, because the Kaparas HaKarban inheres in the Zrika. In the case of Karban Pesach, where there is no Kapara, it's not Baal Hashem Kapara, then Zrika is just part of the Avodas HaKarba, but it's not related to the Achila per se.
Or you could say that you need purity throughout. In other words, once you have any blemish in the Karba, that's possible.
Blemish meaning Shalol L'Shem Ochlov.
Exactly. I'm saying that the Zrika wasn't done. In other words, as soon as you have any blemish within the Karba, that the Zrika was not done with the right intention, so then that apostles the carbon.
But keep in mind, Aaron, that in Kodshim, again, you get the feel of it as you go along, the Machshav itself has to be relevant to that Avoda.
No, but we're pointing out that Zrika has Kapara no matter, in other words, the Zrika you're doing ineffectively. You have a Machshava that's inappropriate. Is that not true?
I'm not sure, because again, an oral needs kapara just as anyone else does, but you just can't eat the Karban Pesach. So now you have to ask, is there a relevancy? Is there some sort of connection between Zrika and Achila? It's a little bit odd. Because again, if you're going to talk about the relationship between Zrika and Kapara, that's relevant in all other Karbanos, but not in Karban Pesach, which is Eino Bola Kapara. So if Zrika, here's my, my logical presentation. Zrika relates to Kapara. Karban Pesach is not related to Kapara. Zrika, therefore in Karban Pesach, has nothing to do with Achila, and therefore any Machshav of Achila in Zrika is totally irrelevant, because Zrika is related to Kapara, and Karban Pesach is saying abolishing Kapara. That's what I would have said without the Sugya. But I can't rewrite the text. Rav Chisda Omar?
Possible.
The good news is, Rav Omar Kosh.
Yeah, because his Zrika is still... I thought we just said that in the note that we read, was that the Zrika has an element of Kapara, even within Karban Pesach. Didn't we read that?
Yeah, but again, Kapara would not... Even Rav Chisda is not saying that the kapara element here is what passes the carbon. Rav Chisda is saying that the machsheva shaloli ochlov is going to pass the carbon. The chiddush of Rav Chisda is even at the time of Zrika you could have machsheva shaloli ochlov. In other words, it seems that according to Rav Chisda, not only does the shchit have to be related to achila, the zrika has to be related to the achila. And if he comes along and he says he's doing the zrika shaloli shem ochlov, then Rav Chisda says that's equivalent to having a shchita shalol l'shem ochlov. I don't think for one minute that he's postulating, Rav Chisda, that there's a kapara element and you've switched the mechaper here. Because switching the mechaper in the case of Korban Pesach is not a post now.
But even it relates to Zrika to the Achila.
Correct. And he's saying there's a relationship between Zrika and Achila, such that if your machshava for Zrika was shalol l'shem ochlov, then just like in the case of Shchita Shalol L'Shem Ochlov, even Zrika Shalol L'Shem Ochlov is a posel.
You can't separate any of the avoda, any of the four. They all
correct. Related. They're all related to
they're
the achila,
right?
And he has in mind the Orel. Again, his Shchita was fine because he had in mind the mulin.
But all of them are related to. They're all interrelated.
Exactly. And therefore the machshava of an orel, and again he points out in the next footnote that Rav Chisda would say the same thing about Shalolim Nuyav, or a chola zokin that's not capable of achila. If the zrika, this is just one example that he had in mind, the zrika for the arelim. But if he had in mind the zrika for an achola or any of the others who are not part of the manu and they can't eat it, or they can't eat it, that would also pass the korban, because zrika also has this machshava of shaloli ochlov as machshava poselos.
The other
Whereas according to Rabbah, then there's only one of the four avodos which is exclusive in its relationship to achila, and that's shechita. Mm-hmm. No other machshava and any other avoda could be related to shechita. It's just to achila. It's just irrelevant. It's not. It doesn't match up, if you follow what I mean.
And how do the
so now the Gemara is going to try to analyze this machlokas.
Okay.
Rav Chisda Amar Pasul Yesh Machsheves Arelim Bezrika. Notice if a person has in mind that the Zrika should be for Arelim, and again, as we said before, Arelim is just an example of anyone who's not Royal Achila, that's a Machsheva Poselis. Rabba Amar Kosher Ein Machsheves Arelim Bezrika. The Machsheva of Shaloli Ochlov is relevant specifically and exclusively to Shechita, but not to Zrika. So he says in the footnote, he says Afal Gav Din Nokta Gemara Machlokis Rav Rav Chizlinyan Arelim Hu Adin Leinyan Chole Ozoken Shein Yicholim Lechol Kizayis Min Abosar. Ela Tosas Hikshu Tosas Akash Behemshik Hasugya Muva Kedomer Poshet Shein Machsheves Ochlu Bezrika. In other words, the sugya is going to assume, like Ba'ofet Shotef, I don't know how you say it in English, you know, just over and over again without even questioning, that ain't Machsheves Ochlu Bezrika. V'klal zeh kosev b'shas harbe pe'omim k'dover borav v'poshut v'ein olav orerin. Is hikshatosis kan nechleku rabba rav chizda hayim yesh Machsheves arelim v'zrika v'din arelim u'b'din shaloli ochlu. Strange. He doesn't offer an answer here. I mean, Tosus doesn't offer an answer. So Rabosai, there's an entire discussion here. I just didn't get a chance to photocopy this. Mm. What time is it? So we have to make a quick calculation in terms of the time. There are three possibilities here. One possibility is I take the time and photocopy it. But then I don't have a Gemara here. I can borrow your Gemara, but you know I'm not so good at borrowing your Gemara today, so I don't. My record is not so good. So here's what I want you to do, Brian, if you can follow this, just the logistics of it. Make believe that this is here, put this down here. Make believe that this is the masach, you know, for the photocopy.
Yes.
So what I want you to do is stand here in front of the masach, and I want you to tilt over the Gemara here and just photocopy this part. The Gemara itself you have. So this will be, and press A3. That'll give you the larger paper. Okay then? So here you have.
That's this page, huh?
Yeah. Okay then, so I'll borrow yours. Alright. So again, just to reiterate, you know, the subject matter that Brian is kindly photocopying for us, so we'll be focused on it. It seems that the principle of Rabbah here, of Ein Machsheves Ochlu Bezrika, is a universally accepted principle throughout Shas. There must be something unique about this case which justifies Rav Chisda maintaining that Yesh Machsheves Ochlu Bezrika, because Rav Chisda is not going to rewrite the entire script of Shas. That's what we're trying to figure out. So the Gemara says the following: Omar Rabba Mino Aminale. So Rabba says, I'm going to prove to you that I'm right from a brayso. The Sanya we learned in the brayso Yochol Yifsol b'nei chabura haboyim imo. What happens if this chabura was made up of harelim of mulim, but there was an Arel in the group. Does that Arel, since he was invited to be part of the chabura, does he invalidate this carbon? Why? Because now the Pesach was shechted for the entire group of people, and included in that group was somebody who's uncircumcised. Now, the word yachal indicates what? Whenever you see the word yachal in a brisa, thank you so much.
You might have thought.
Can we just open it for you? So you
thank you, sir. It's a havamina that's rejected.
Exactly, a havamina that's rejected. So Rav Osai, what this brisa is going to do is it's going to tell you that since amongst the chabura there were mulim, right? Are you with me on that? There were mulim. The fact that he has a machshava, which includes also an RL, that's not going to passel the korban.
But he doesn't know that.
We don't know that yet, but I'm just saying... Just,
I don't know. I'm saying the Kohen doesn't know that.
Well, I don't know if the Kohen has to be a grace of Talmud Chacham. He didn't come to the LC to be part of Ashir.
Well, I don't mean,
what do you mean?
I don't know. He doesn't know that there's an RL within the group.
Let's say he does know. In other words, let's say I... You know, okay, you're right.
That could be different. In other words,
could be it's irrelevant if he knows. You're right.
What?
It could be it's irrelevant whether he knows or not. He says, I am shechting this carbon for the entire chabur.
Right. In other words, I know this chabur, I have them in mind, and now.
And Al Pidin, he has in mind someone who's not Roy Lachila, because who's in the chabur? There's an aura. So again, I don't care whether he finds out. You know, this coin is out of the picture. We find out.
But it seems to me, in other words, if he has in mind the chabura, and the chabura all kshirim. In other words, that's what he has in mind.
That's fine. But if there's an aral in that chabura,
no, and now it turns out there's an aral. He doesn't have the aral in mind.
Again, he has in mind the entire chabura.
Yeah, but he only has in mind people that can be kosher in the chabura.
That's something different. If he says I only have so and so in mind.
That's something different. That's the only way he can have a chabura.
I don't follow what you mean.
Can you count an aral in a chabur?
Sure. It all depends who bought the carbon. It's a monetary question. Who signed on the check? The aral is signed on the check.
Is that right? In other words, is an isser of an aral having carbon Pesach?
Not that I know of. I don't know if there's a special isser of his being money on the Pesach. He can't eat the carbon Pesach. Yeah.
But he can finance it.
No, but if he can't...
He can finance it. If he finances it, he becomes part of the chabura. And therefore, it's a fact that when the Kohen has in mind, the chabura has it... Effectively has in mind also the RL. So you might think, well, since he has in mind the RL as well, and he's mufka, he's excluded from Achila.
You
might think that the whole carbon is possible. So the Gemara is basically going to quote, the Bryce is going to quote a pasuk to prove that as long as in this chabura there are ochlim... So that's going to be like the case that we discussed earlier, l'shem ochlov uveloli ochlov, and all we need is one ochel, right? We need one machshav in a positive sense for an ochel. That sets up the Korban Pesach as a Korban Pesach kosher. But now that we have this photocopy, so let's spend, you know, the few minutes that we have until the bell rings for Meirhud, and I guess technically it's already Tammuz now. So Tammuz is a strange month. I'm very happy in Tammuz because I have a birthday. Or at least in the old days, I used to be happy. Now, at my age, you know, it's not always, you know, it's not always a reason to rejoice. So I was born on the 9th of Tammuz. But on the other hand, Tammuz is, you know, is a month that's fraught with, you know, from the 17th and on, at least, it's fraught with sadness for the Jewish people. But anyway, I'll take this opportunity to wish everyone a happy Tammuz. Hopefully, Mashiach will come. So what you want to look at now...
What's your bar mitzvah,
Russia? My bar mitzvah, that's a long story. I had two bar mitzvahs. That's when you're a son of a rabbi. All sorts of things happen. Okay. My actual bar mitzvah is in Camp Morasha. I think I was the first one to be bar mitzvah in Camp Morasha. But because my father was a rabbi for shul, I had to have a second bar mitzvah because all the people in that shul were away for the summer, and we had to have a bar mitzvah for the shul members. So I read actually two different parashiyos. Anyway, take a look at Os Gimel in the footnotes. Now, again, you'll have to find this. Yeah, it starts with the word Tosfot, but we already read the first paragraph, so we're going to see Matsanu Barishonim Shalosh Drachim Lechalik Bein Anidonim. So the three answers to Tosus's question. Again, let's quickly review Tosus's question. All over Shas, the assumption is, nobody questions it, that Ein Machsheves Ochlim or Arelim Bizrika. Zrika is not related to Ochel, to Achila. And yet Rav Chisda insists that there is Machsheves Ochlim Bizrika. So he says the Re, that's the first answer, he says, Hamachlokas Kani Rakba Ofen Shechosha B'Shas Ashkita Almanashi Iskapru Arelim Bizrika. Avalim Chosha B'Shas Azrika Atzma L'Shem Arelim O L'Shem Chole V'Zokein L'Dibre HaKol Kosher. He says the following. When, this is the critical question. Everything hinges on this on the answer to this question. When was the Machsheves Ochlim? Was at the moment of Shechita or at the moment of Zrika? In all of Shas, when we talk about Ein Machsheves Ochlim B'Zrika, we're talking about a Machsheves Shelo Li'Ochlim at the moment of Zrika. Here, in the Machlokas Rav Chisda and Rava, we're talking about a moment of that relates the Zrika to Shelo Li'Ochlim at the Shechita time. So he had a Shechita Shelo, a Shechita Al-Benas Lizrokes Adam, Shaloli Ochlov, meaning for Arelim and so forth and so on. So there's no contradiction between the universal principle that appears all over Shas that Ein Machsheves Ochlim Bizrika and Rav Chisda. Because Rav Chisda is not talking about a case where he had a Machsheves Ochlim at the moment of Zrika. Rav Chisda is talking where he had a Machsheves Ochlim at the moment of Shechita.
We're thinking already about
Now, why does the Kohen have to think about Zrika? You know, like Dayat Tzara L'Shaita. But he's one of these nervous Kohenim, you know. So he's already planning out the whole kit and caboodle. So he has a machshava at the time of Shechita. What am I going to do with this Zrika? And he says, well, I'm going to do this Zrika for the sake of an Arel. Again, I would send the guy to a psychiatrist, but that's the Kohen's machshava.
Rav Chisda says that's...
And Rav Chisda says, since he had the machsheves Zrika Le Arel at the time of Shechita, that passes the Shechita itself. Now we get to number two, the Riva. The Riva says,
that's the only time that passes it's done.
I have 2 minutes to give you three other answers. So let's see what we can fit in the next 2 minutes. He says, the Riva says that Yeshnam Shnei Sugei Machshavas, Yesh Machshava Lahachil Mipesach L'Chol Zokin O'Arel, U'Machshavas Yis Kapru Bo'Chol V'Zokin O'Arel. When the Gemara says all over Shas, Ein Machsheves Ochlim Bizrika, nobody questions that. That's what he has a Machshava, that the Zrika should be Almanas Lahachil Ein Oroi Lachila. That's not a post because Zrika is Lakapara and not Lachila. Our Machlokas is in a case where he has in mind that the Zrika should be Mechaper Shaloli Ochlov. And this takes us back to what Aaron was saying before, that there is an element of Kapara in Zrika, even in Karban Pesach, not only in all Karbanos. So therefore, if he had in mind, says Rav Chisda, that the Zrika should be Mechaper on behalf of someone who's not capable of being part of the Karban, why isn't he capable of being part of the Karban? He's not an Ochel. He might be a member of the Chabur, but he's not capable of Achila. He's an Orel, he's a Chol, he's a Zokim. In such a case, he's being Mafkia, the Kapara power of Zrika, from this person. He's directing the kapara power of the Zrika to someone who's not an Ochel. Wow, that's wild. And in the light of this Rivo, we have to go back to the introduction, and we sort of have to rewrite the introduction, because this really is very problematic. Now he has the Rambam Shita, and we'll try to just fit this in very quickly. The Rambam says that there's a difference between a Machsheves Arelim and a Machsheves Shaloli Ochlov. Notice the Rambam is learning that this Machlokes is only with regard to Arelim, not with regard to Shaloli Ochlov, Achola, Zakein, or Eno Menuya. And he says the following, Rabba Rav Chizlo Dibru El Al Machsheves Arelim, L'das Rav Chizda Machsheves Arelim Poseles Gam Bizrika Atzma. So we say Ein Machsheves Ochlim Bizrika, that's true for every other Eino Ochel except for an Orel. B'Machsheves Shaloli Ochlov Kigon L'chola O L'zokein L'divri HaKol Eino Poseles. And that there's no way that you can relate Zrika to a Chola or a Zokein, that just doesn't match up. But you could match up Zrika to what? To a Machsheves Arelim. Why, I don't know.
So point blank, Arelim is always a problem.
According to Rambam, Arelim is a problem in Zrika. Everybody agrees that Arelim is a problem in Shechita, because an Arel is an Eino Ochel. And if the Shechita was Shloli Ochlov, that's a problem. But the Chiddush of Rav Chisda is that although as a general rule, a Machshava Vachila in Zrika is irrelevant, but there is one Machshava which is relevant to Zrika, and that's called the Machshava Sarelim. Why, we don't know. And for that, we would have to really go through the entire footnote with all the Biurim to try to understand the Rambam Shita. But we don't have time for that now. Again, Rabosa, I want to thank everyone, and especially Brian for helping me with the photocopying, especially Max for helping me with the reading. And now we have all the Chabur back together again, so it's all the Shem Menuyah, and now we can go on and hope that we can bring next Karm Pesach in the next year, and then there's no need to go to Florida. I mean, whatever.